Another week of our Coach's Insight programs here on Care 93.7, getting you set for week number 5 of high school football tomorrow night. Atchison here with head coach Jim Smith, brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's as well, and the Phoenix at 3-1 after their big win last week over Schlegel. That was a 49-6 final. Coach, sure, surely had to be pleased with how your team performed once again last week.
We really were. I really was proud of our offensive line and our front seven on defense, just how well they played.
Well, again, we've talked, you know, over the course of this first half of the season about the interior, especially on the offensive line, helping in the run game. But on the flip side, maybe we haven't spent as much time on the defense. You mentioned the front seven. Talk about that group, the development, what you've seen through 4 weeks.
Well, you know, we're really strong up front with seven seniors starting at defensive line and linebacker. We have four defensive linebackers that have just really stepped up here the last few weeks and doing everything we ask of them.
And then obviously after the week one game, you lose to Ottawa and you turn things around. And again, you dive right into Metal-Arc Conference play where you're looking to defend that league championship. But again, big win after big win after big win. Is it hard to kind of keep the guys' minds right when you just continue to dominate for weeks on end? I mean, just as far as the preparation, do the guys do a good job of just keeping it one week at a time, one day at a time in terms of the task at hand?
And that's what we try to do, is just make sure we're keeping it one game at a time. And like I try to emphasize, one drive at a time, one quarter at a time, one half at a time. And, you know, I tell the kids all the time, you're only as good as your next play.
Yeah, we've talked about just kind of the depth. You use a lot of bodies, and all the teams right now dealing with some sickness, dealing with some injuries. So, you know, at this point in the season, you're always kind of shuffling some people around. We've talked about, you know, kind of the lead guys. Aiden Rebant's been good for you. Jaden Carter continues to find the end zone, the rushing game. Again, we talk about the offensive line, but a guy like Leighton Boldridge, who gave you 55 yards on just 5 carries. Chris Bennett, another one that found the end zone. So a lot of guys really just getting involved.
Right, they really are. And like we did little changes. We've been trying to get our kids blows on offense rather than giving their blows on defense. And our running backs, you know, I got 3 of them going all the time. When I say that, I mean, I call them our 3-headed monster. And Jaden and Aiden and Leighton, all 3 of them are getting about 6-7 carries a game. Nobody's getting, you know, 20 carries a game anymore. And I think that has really helped us, especially on defense.
Well, you mentioned just being able to rotate a bunch of bodies. One, you got guys taking less hits and just, you know, kind of conserving, you know, some effort towards the end of the season. When you can play a lot of guys, they can avoid, you know, some more hits here and there. Then you think over time, as you get towards the end of the season, come playoff time, that's going to be a big advantage for you guys.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's what I've been impressing on the kids all the time is, you know, just I'm thinking down the road. I'm not thinking about one particular game. I'm thinking down the road when we get into the playoffs.
We got Atchison football coach Jim Smith here. A few more minutes. The Phoenix, again, big win last week over Schlegel as they are still undefeated in Metal-Arc Conference play, 3-1 overall, and a huge matchup here. And we'll get to KC Washington, of course, the opponent tomorrow night on the road. They're off to a 4-0 start, so a monster game in the league. But just assess the halfway point. It goes by quick. We're 4 weeks in, 4 weeks to go in the regular season. Everyone will obviously get a Week 9 game, whether you're in or out of the playoffs. But it goes by quick, number one. Number two, how do we assess the team's first 4 games?
Just look at growing. When I look at that, just how much we've grown since week one, where I felt we didn't play very well. I thought we had to make some adjustments, and we have made those adjustments, and I really felt kids have adjusted well to what we've been doing.
Well, let's talk about the Wildcats and your week number 5 opponents. And right now, this KC Washington team under head coach Cameron Smith off to a 4-0 start. They are one of 8 teams currently in Class 5A that are still undefeated to this point. Wins over Sumner, Bishop Ward, Harmon, and then KC Central Missouri, a 60-0 win most recently a week ago. What stands out about this Wildcats team as you get ready for them tomorrow night?
They're a very disciplined ball club. Coach Smith does a wonderful job down there with those kids. He has them playing well. They're going to do a little smash mouth. They're going to hit the edge on us, and they're going to throw deep too. So defensively, they run well to the ball. They tackle well, and they just gonna have a good all-around team. Excuse me.
Yeah, and then just more specifically on the defensive side, they've posted back-to-back shutouts, outscored their last two opponents 105-0. And in particular, again, just on defense, what do they do that makes it so challenging to score on them?
I really think they tackle very well, and they run so well to the ball, and they're just a good overall team defense.
Is it harder to prep for a team like that using your scout team, or do you feel like you have a good enough scout team to prep for teams like this?
Well, I think we have enough kids in practice, and the kids do everything we ask of them in practice to get our guys ready.
Finally, Coach, just give us some expectations, a few keys for this big one tomorrow night against Washington.
I think we got to be extremely disciplined. We have to do what we do best, and that is hit up the middle and then hit you with the deep ball. And executing on defense, and the kids keep doing what they're doing defensively, doing their job defensively, we should be fine.
Battle of Unbeatens here early on in the Meadowlark Conference slate. Again, a huge one tomorrow night. It'll be Atchison on the road at KC Washington. Both teams, again, playing well here as we hit week 5 of high school football tomorrow night. Coach, excited to see how that one plays out. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.